All right, gentlemen, it is 7 o'clock on Monday, September 14th. It feels like it's been a while. We skipped a week last week due to Labor Day, but I'm excited to be back with you all for our 100 Men in Prayer call. We have Sean Saunders here with us this evening, really excited. He's from Change Church. Just happy to have him. I've had a couple opportunities to connect with him, both at his church as well as here in Charlotte. So really excited to have Sean on the call. Sean, the floor is yours, brother. Thank you again for being here. Oh, let me unmute you. Sorry, hold on. Forgot I can control that.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much. Brothers, I'm grateful to be here. And I want you to know that I'm praying for you. There has been a reverberating scripture that I've been thinking about all day. And I want to direct your attention, if you have a Bible or if you have a pen, to write down Genesis, the sixth chapter. Genesis, the sixth chapter, introduces us to a man by the name of Noah. And the Bible tells us that Noah found favor in the Lord. I'm going to give you some of the bullet points, and I pray that this would help you as you advance forward, as we move in this season with unpredictable situations, but a consistent God. Now, the Bible says in Noah, in Genesis, the sixth chapter, verse 3, "Then the Lord said, my spirit will not contend with humans forever, for they are mortal. Their days will be 120 years. Verse 5 says, "The Lord saw how great the wickedness of the human race had become, and that every inclination of the thoughts of the human heart was only evil all the time. So the Lord regretted that he made human beings." Verse 8 says, "But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord." And I want to pray for you that God would bless you with ridiculous favor. In this season of famine, I'm going to pray that God will bless every man that hears this playback or is in this prayer room with ridiculous, unconscionable, unprecedented, anomalous, unique, eccentric favor. Some principles that I want you to think about with Noah. Number one, Noah's name means peace. When you look at the name, it means peace. And so Noah, whose name means peace, finds favor in the Lord. Point number one, please be careful not to let anyone disrupt your peace. If people have the power to disrupt your peace, they have the power to disrupt your favor. Number two, it was Noah that found favor, but his family was saved because of him. You have to be mindful of the connections that you have. You have to walk with what God has given you with a kind of grace that appreciates what God put on you, but also takes seriously who's around you. The other thing I think that is important is that those individuals did not have favor, but they knew who to be plugged into. And I pray for you today that God will give you spiritual hotspots where even when you feel weak, even when you feel incapable, even when you feel incompetent, even when you feel unqualified, even when you feel unworthy, that you can plug into a hotspot that will help you to continue to move where God says move. Noah also builds an ark. God gives him specific measurements for an ark. And because he built the ark, the animals came. In this season, you got to learn to do exactly what God told you to do and nothing more. Noah could have spent all his time doing a marketing campaign for cats, dogs, and squirrels, but he decided to build it, and then God brought them. And I pray today that your favor will be connected to everything you build. So tonight, I want to pray for your favor. I want to pray for your family, and I want to pray for your future. Father, eternal God, we honor you and praise your name. You are good and your mercy endures forever. You are great and greatly to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, you will never change and we give you glory. You are the sovereign God. You are the masterful creation. You are God all by yourself. There is nothing that you cannot do. And we thank you and we give you praise. We give you honor for this prayer call. We give you honor for this time where we can stop as men, as young men, as old men, as seniors, to concentrate on you, to pause and to connect with you, even during this pandemic, even during this season, even through the precarious nature of these moments, we pause for a moment to tell you, thank you for being God. Thank you for being faithful. Thank you for guarding our future. Thank you for loving us enough to give us a sneak peek into who you've called us to be. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. I pray specifically, God, for every man on this phone, that you would bless their family, that you would bless their future, that you would help them to move forward. Help us, oh God, to be stewards of the favor you blessed us with. Help us, God, not to misuse or mismanage the gifts that you have given us. Lord, help our gifts to bow down to you. Help us to make sure that we do not forsake God because of the gifts. Help us, oh Lord, to connect with you and you alone. You are the God that never fails. And like Noah today, God, I pray that you would help us to protect our peace. There's a song that says, when peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. Help us to understand that peace is not the absence of trouble, but it is the presence of power. Peace is not the absence of conflict, but it is the presence of Christ. Peace is not the absence of any issues, but it is the presence of the God who can heal all things. And so today I pray, God, that before we respond in anger, give us peace. Before we respond in our reaction, give us peace. Before we respond even with our decision, give us peace. Give us the kind of internal peace that allows us to bless those who curse us, to pray for those who despitefully use us. Give us peace so that we don't react and disconnect people from the witness of your calling. God, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. Noah's name means peace, and Noah found favor. God, help us, O Lord, to disconnect from anything that disturbs and disrupts our peace so that we can be focused on you. Father, I pray in the same way that we also cover our families. God, we cover our brothers, we cover our sisters, we cover our aunts, our uncles, we cover our mothers, our fathers, our grandparents. God, we cover our children. And we ask you in the name of Jesus that you would bless us to be a blessing. Help us, O Lord, not to build an ark and then leave everyone else outside of it. But God, help us to steward our favor enough to include our family. For what would it profit a man to preach to the world and lose his or her family? Help us, oh God, to realize that before there was church, there was family. Before there was Pentecostalism, there was family. Before there was denominationalism, there was family. Before there was Methodists, there were family. Before there were Baptists, there was family. Before there were Catholics, there was family. And today, God, I pray that we do not forget the priority of family. Help us, oh God, not to be strangers to the people that we live with. Help us, oh God, to have crucial conversations. Give us the power and the peace that surpasses understanding to go high, even when others go low. Help us, oh God, not to spend the least amount of time with the people that mean the most to us. Help us, God, to look one another in the eye again, to have dinner and sit at the table again, to forgive and to be forgiven again. Help us, oh God, to apologize when we've done someone wrong. Help us, oh God, to own it without excuse. Help us, oh God, to remember that what we sow in our past, we will reap in our children. Help us, oh God, to realize that what we sow in our past, we will reap in our children. So if we would live a life that would please you, we would train up our child in the way that he or she would go. And when they are old, they will not depart. I pray, God, for those who want to have children, who want to have a wife, that God, that you would give them a partner that is meant for them. I pray, God, that you would allow them, oh God, to see that they are fearfully and wonderfully made. You told us in your word, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and I will heal the land. Father, America, this nation needs healing. This country needs healing. This world needs healing. All around the world, Africa and China, Australia and Japan and India, Germany, oh God, the Philippines, Thailand, Canada, the Caribbean, South America, we need healing. And we pray, God, today that you would heal our land. Heal our land from jealousy. Heal our land from comparison. Heal our land from idolatry. Heal our land from envy. Heal our land from lustfulness. Heal our land from addictions. Heal our land in the mighty name of Jesus from the ego and the ambition that makes us forget that you are the God of all things. Father, we need healing. We need healing in our land, and we need healing in our homes. We need healing in our homes so that our children don't sit in a therapist's office 10 years from now talking about what we could have done and did not do. Help us, oh God, to be intentional. Help us, oh God, to look at our lives and reflect around the things that we often went without, and help us to be to others what we needed back then. Help us, oh God, to be an answered prayer to others. Father, give us the stick-to-itiveness to commit to what you called us to do and nothing more. We thank you and we give your name praise. We pray for every pastor. We pray for every senior leader. We pray, God, for every executive director, every ministry servant. We pray, God, that you would get the glory out of our lives. You are good and your mercy endures forever. So Noah finds favor and then his family is included. Noah is obedient to what you said and not distracted by what you didn't say. And I pray tonight that you would give us the narrow focus to do exactly what you said as you have commanded it. Lord, help us to have myopic focus where we are only focused on the thing that you told us to do and nothing more. Help us, oh God, not to be distracted by the tweets or the likes or the follows or the friends, that we forget that you are the God who looks high and sees low. We thank you and give your name praise for the gifts that you have given us. Those who have one talent, those who have three talents, and those who have five talents. Give us management ability. Give us wisdom, as Solomon prayed, so that we can do what you called us to do, how you called us to do it, where you want us to do it, when you need it to be done. We pray, oh God, that we remember that delayed obedience is still disobedience. Help us, oh God, to do it when you said do it, because the appointed time has a deadline. I pray in the name of Jesus that we, God, don't put too much on our plates, that we're so overwhelmed that we don't have joy. You give us the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And I pray, God, that we would praise you in the midst of it all, even when we feel like we're gonna fall. Jeremiah said, Allah, I cannot speak. Ah, Lord, I cannot speak, for I am a child. And you looked at him and you told him anyway, before your mother formed you, I named you. Before you were formed in your mother's womb, I called you and ordained you to be a prophet to the nations. Help us, oh God, not to look at our occupation. Help us, oh God, to look at what you called us. Help us, oh God, to look at what you ordained us to be. And Father, we declare we will be what you called us to be. We say, yes, we agree. Father, we agree to your word. We agree to your promises. We agree to your faithfulness. Your promise is your presence. Help us not to forget that the greatest gift we could ever have is not money, but presence. Is not riches, but presence. Help us, oh God, not to forsake coming together as brothers, as men. Help us to remember that in the Old Testament, when the tribes were counted, those were men. Judah was men. They were led by men who were not afraid to praise. The tribe of Levi were men who were not afraid to worship out loud. Help us, oh God, not to be ashamed of this glorious gospel, for it is the power that worketh unto salvation. We give you glory and we give you honor and we give you praise. You are righteous. You are true. You are just. You are great and greatly to be praised. We lift our voices and we say, Lord, have your way. Have your way in our money. Have your way in our mind. Have your way in our ministries. Have your way in our members. Help us to remember, according to 1 Corinthians, that this body is a temple. So, Father, help us, God, to protect it, to guard it. Help us, oh Lord, to do right by it, oh Lord, so that you can be pleased with every part of our lives. Help us to build it so that you can bring them. Help us to build it so that you can bring them. Help us to build it so that you can bring them. Help us to be obedient to what you said today without waiting on you to say something else tomorrow. Help us to realize that you are ordaining this season so that you can test the motivation of our hearts. Help us to understand that our capacity sometimes is so much lower than our curiosity. And our curiosity sometimes sabotages us and asks you to do things that we are not ready for. Lord, I don't want anything in my life that I'm not ready for. And I pray, God, that you only put in my hand what you trust. If I have five talents, help me not to go to people with two talents for advice, because they can't see the greatness that you put in me. And if I have two talents, help me, oh God, to steward it so well that you will trust me with others. I pray in the name of Jesus that you would give us spiritual management over the things that you entrust us with. Help us, oh God, to be obedient, but not just that. Help us to be humble. Help us not to walk around with an air of entitlement or arrogance or egocentrism. Help us, oh God, to serve you with gladness. Help us, oh God, to be meek and lowly. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. You are God and God all by yourself. So as I'm praying, can you just lift your voice and just begin to give God glory? Can you extol him yourself? Can you let him hear your voice? As I'm praying, can you open your mouth and tell him who he is to you? God, you are good. God, you are merciful. God, you are gracious. God, you are meek. God, you are kind. God, you are patient. God, you are fulfilling. You are the all-consuming, all-fulfilling, ever-knowing, always loving God. And we give your name praise. Thank you for loving us as is. Thank you for loving us with the love, understanding that if we don't change another thing, your love will still remain. You are good and your mercy endures forever. We love you. We give your name glory. We give your name honor. We give your name praise. For you are faithful. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Amen and amen.
Amen. Sean, thank you so much, man. Powerful prayer. Really appreciate you, man. You were right there in the vein, and I couldn't have fathomed anything more perfect for this moment. So thank you. Thank you for your willingness to just open up and pour out. Really, really appreciate the time. Brothers, as always, two things before we close. So we will be back on our regular schedule next month, first Mondays of each month. I believe that date is the 7th. I could be wrong. Let me make sure, because I don't want anybody to say RJ didn't tell me the date. So first Monday is the 5th. So on the 5th of October, we are back. We have Pastor Aaron McNair Jr. From Raleigh, North Carolina. So he will lead us on the first Monday in October. So last but not least, and this is, you know, something that we always do, and I always give the caveat that this is not for me. Even through pandemic, my wife and I have both been blessed to continue to work and get full paychecks all throughout pandemic. So thank God for his provision. We want to take this time now to sow into the life of Brother Sean. Sean is, he does a lot. When I first met him, I noticed that he sang. He is like a book editor, helps people put out their books. He does a lot of different things. And we want to sow into his life. So at this time, I am going to put my Cash App. What I want you to do is, if you are so led and if you are able, do not feel obligated, but if you are able, send a donation to $PEMGives. We are going to add to that and bless Brother Sean for his time today. This is not something that he asked for. This is something that we have been doing with each leader. It was placed on my heart to sow into the lives of the men that are taking the time to lead us on these calls, because God knows there's 1,000 other things that they could be doing. So we want to sow into Brother Sean's life. Again, that Cash App is $PEMGives. We're going to take that, add to it, and shoot it straight to Brother Sean. If you can, please do so. If you can't, do not feel any type of way. We love you just the same. Brothers, thank you again for joining. The playback will be up on the website. Please take the time to go to the website and take a listen to any of the other prayer calls that we've had over or since April. We want to continue to listen to them, let them dwell in our hearts, dwell in our spirits. And each of them was just as powerful as this one. So take the time to go back and listen if you do have the opportunity. I just placed the website in the chat, PrigeonEventManagement/100MenInPrayer. Again, Brother Sean, thank you again. Brothers, we'll be back on Monday, October 5th at 7 o'clock. We look forward to having you again. Have an awesome week. Have a great month, rest of your month, and we'll see you then. Have a great evening, brothers.